Невероятният Чък Били сега е на нашата телефонна линия. Hey, Mr. Billy, how are you today?
I'm doing really good. Enjoying this beautiful weather in California.
Yeah. So, when does the tour start?
We leave California on July 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And we start in Italy and work our way all the way till the 19th, where we're back in Italy and we fly home from there.
Всъщност в момента той се намира в Калифорния. Времето е страхотно. На 29 юли започва тяхното турне от Италия, след което ще направят всичките тези концерти, след което ще се върнат обратно в Италия и оттам ще се върнат в Калифорния. So, what has been with the Testament recently? Because, well, we know that your latest album came out like 2 years ago, or even to be like a year and a half ago. But what happened to you guys ever since?
Well, we're working on a new record now, so we have hopefully have a new record out early 2015. And you know, we've been touring since we did the reunion in 2005. We've been coming over to Europe quite a bit, so we decided that it was time to take a little break from going over to Europe and just get a new record done, and then come back again and hit all the festivals over in Europe in 2015. So we've been busy.
Mm-hmm. Всъщност, питах го, окей, последният ви албум излезе преди около година и половина, близо две, Dark Roots of Earth през 2012. Ето че отдолу продължава да чуваме парчето Native Blood. Какво правихте от тогава? Всъщност, идеята е, че наистина искаме да работим за нов албум в момента, който би трябвало да излезе в началото на 2015 година. И практически в това ще се отдадем. Наистина ще направим тези концерти. Идеята за нас е наистина да направим този концерт. Please tell me, do you feel that the current lineup, because as far as I can see, is probably one of the strongest that you ever had. Having in mind also the fact that throughout the years you had in Testament some of the best musicians on earth. People like John Detti, Tempesta, Bostaff, in terms of drumming and stuff, Mike Klaschak,
Lombardo,
of course, and Nick Barker. Today, with this great duo of guitarists, with your probably best mate, I don't know, Eric Peterson, but again with Alex Skolnick, and of course with Gene Hoglan drumming and Steve DiGiorgio, how does it feel today?
Well, it's very good. It's very comfortable. I think you're right. This is the strongest lineup. And I think we're looking forward to just being able to tour with this lineup and write a record with this lineup. Because Steve DiGiorgio, of course, you know, was on the Gathering record.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, you know, when we did the reunion tour, Steve never came back because we kept going on with the reunion. And once that was done, you know, Steve was the obvious choice to come back to play bass.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше, състава днес, защото предвид факта, че през годините Тестамент имаха някои от най-великите хора в бандата, като барабаристи, като Пол Бостаф, Джон Тепеста, Дети, а също така естествено и Дейв Ломбардо в периода 98-99-та. И някой наистина, Ник Баркър също така. В момента обаче, като че ли съставът изглежда изумително як. Ерик Питърсън и Алекс Сколдик на китари, Джин Хоглан, жестокия барабарист, и Стив Ди Джорджо на бас. Това ли е най-яката банда, която ти някога си имал? Да, наистина, аз винаги съм искал, каза Чък Били, да бъда с такива музиканти, и винаги съм бил, но всъщност... Когато направихме Reunion турнето, Ди Джорджо, който свираше в албума The Gathering, между другото, това е странно, защо може би предпоследното интервю, което правихме от тогава, от 99-та сме правили само две с него. Той каза, да, той не можеше да участва, но всъщност в момента е заедно с нас, така че ще бъде фантастично. Before getting back to the live thing, please tell us, do you already have any idea about this forthcoming album of yours that you can feel able to be shared with us?
Well, I mean, I know we talk about, you know, The Gathering was a very strong record for Testament, and I enjoyed the style and the vocals style of the record. We talked about it would be nice if we can get back to writing more, a little more brutal songs like Gathering stuff. So I think that we hope that that's where all the final songs are going to end up, kind of resembling. I mean, I love the Dark Roots of Earth, and I love the Formation. But something about The Gathering, like even when we play the songs live, there's something about those songs that strike a nerve.
It's still a record from the last century. Is that a nostalgia then?
Попита
го, можеш ли вече да обмениш с нас някакви идеи, информация, т.е. която имаш за предстоящия ви нов албум, този, който ще излезе през 2015. Той каза, по някакъв начин искам той да звучи като албума The Gathering от 1999. Дори да бъде още по-брутален, но всъщност искам да бъде тази енергия. Наистина, последният ни албум Dark Roots on Earth, който излезе през 2012, беше чудесен. И този предишния, The Formation of Damnation от 2008, но всъщност ние се целим в идеята на The Gathering. Аз казах това носталгия по отминалия век ли, защото припомням ви, албумът излезе на границата между двете столетия, 99-та. Чък каза, да, наистина има нещо такова. What I can do now, let me play you the radio spot for the concert here in Sofia in August that I produced myself. I believe you will be able to hear it. You ready?
Yeah.
Внимание! Лятото ще бъде още по-горещо с Testament. Датата е 11 август. Мястото в зала Универсиада. Американските тращи тари Testament ще ударят за първи път София по покара на Loud Concerts. Билети в мрежата на Eventim.
Does it have enough energy?
Oh yeah. Totally.
So how does the Bulgarian language sound to you?
Well, to me, I don't know. It's you speak very fast, so it's hard to keep up with the fast pace. But you know, last night I was watching the Big Four, Sofia, so I was getting very excited. Going, yeah, look at the crazy crowd. Hopefully it's crazy when we get there.
Mm-hmm. Пуснахме клипа, който произведохме ние тук в Тангра Мегрок за предстоящия концерт на Testament в България. Попитах го, има ли енергия в клипа. Той каза, о, да, определено. Попитах го, как ти звучи българският. Говориш много бързо, така че не мога да хвана думите, но гледах снощи видеото с онзи концерт на The Big Four в София и се радявам да получим същата енергия от публиката, защото беше изумително добре. I remember one of the I was wrong telling you that the last interview that we've done together was back in 1999 with The Gathering. I now found another one regarding the Formation of Damnation, so but still it was a long time ago. I asked you back then, how do you feel, because we were very concerned with your health issues. Are you in top form? How do you feel today?
I feel great. You know, I'm, I think I'm 12 years recovered now and feel wonderful. You know, I kind of don't look back at being sick. I look forward about living.
Fantastic. And thank God for this, because we lost so many great guys with health issues recently. Not just recently, but for the last, let's say, 20 years. So
yes.
Thanks. Thank God that you've absolutely recovered and feeling in good shape. So what else do you do besides being the monumental frontman of this fantastic band? Are you into doing other stuff besides?
I like to do other stuff. Do some compilation recordings. I just sang on the new Haunted record.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in the last 6 months, I started a management company.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm starting to manage some bands. And right now we manage a band, you know, the band Exodus.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then we have a few more Bay Area bands and a new young band called Shattered Sun out of Texas. And, you know, I think we have about six bands that we're managing right now.
Okay, but that's also a huge responsibility because you know what is the story on beside the two sides of the barrier, right? And
yeah, well, we have a team because Johnny Z, who owned Megaforce Records, who's uh-huh. My Testament, he's our partner, and Maria Ferrero, who worked for Megaforce, and she has a promotional company. So the three of us are the team breaking bands, and yeah, so far it's been really working really good.
Окей. Okay. Въпросът беше, всъщност първо попитахме Чък Бири, предвид факта, че преди десетилетия, че и повече, всъщност той имаше страхотни здравословни проблеми, като знаем колко адски много музиканти и звезди загубихме през годините, как се чувства той. Сега чувствам се великолепно, отървах се от тази ужасна болест вече от 12 години, аз казах слава на Бог, че така се случи. Всъщност, занимаваш ли се с нещо друго в страни от това да бъдеш лидер на тази страхотна легендарна банда Testament? О, да, основах преди известно време една менеджерска компания. Сега се грижим за Exodus. Също така имаме общо 6 групи. Аз казах, това всъщност е и огромна отговорност. Той каза, да, но всъщност двама от хората, които се занимават с Megaforce Records, тази всъщност много легендарна фирма, са в нашия екип. Ние сме екип от 3 души и се справяме изключително добре. А пък Мария Фереро се грижи за целия как се казва, целия PR, цялата PR схема в всичко това, което ние правим с нашата компания. Please tell us, you just mentioned the big four. There has been, because obviously Testament has always been associated with thrash metal, and the big four was basically the big four of thrash. We know that on the other side of our side of the ocean, we had the European big three or big four of thrash with bands like Tankard, Destruction, Sodom, etc. Is it a thing that was made by the journalists, or it's still when you guys, the musicians, think of thrash metal, you make these limits between you in America and the European scene?
Well, I think when they say the big four, the big American big four, Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, Anthrax, back in the 80s when those bands started their popularity, you know, they were all multi-platinum selling acts. And that's when I think heavy metal was more healthy in the public, as far as like radio and MTV. And those bands sold millions of records. Where the second wave that came, the American and European wave, I think, started hitting, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, when in America, like Nirvana and Pearl Jam and them started popping up. Heavy metal kind of faded down, and the labels were moving on to grunge bands. So we all didn't get that chance to sell millions of records like the Big Four did. I don't think even the European Big Four got to sell millions of records. So when they say Big Four of thrash, it's true. Those are the biggest four selling bands of thrash metal.
Yeah, but you started pretty early. Your first record came out like in 1987 when no one here had ever heard of Nirvana, of course. We all remember the videos of Over the Wall. It was a kind of religion here, and we were like, I cannot explain to you how precious were VHS tapes with our video here in Bulgaria, on the other side of the Iron Wall. So that's not an explanation.
Well, it was just it was just starting to grow, like, you know, Testament and Exoduses and those bands were getting right around gold record status, which is great. But those big four sold millions, you know, and so we were, I think all the next group of bands were set up to sell millions of records, and then it kind of just, it just faded in America, just the you know, the stream of where you can play music, because there was radio stations that played heavy metal during the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find that anymore in America. It has to be a specialty show at night.
I will translate this after, because it was a long sentence, but it still is very important. I won't keep you on the line. But still, what is your explanation? It has some kind of link to what we just said, what you just said. But at the same time, Black Sabbath has always been a very influential band in terms of metal music, right? You can agree with that. But at the same time, commercially speaking, the Ozzy Osbourne solo band has always been more successful in terms of record sales and radio stuff. But it doesn't mean that Black Sabbath are not as big as Ozzy is by himself, right?
Right.
Is it a sad thing? Is it a sad side of the world of today? Are we so much into our own stuff, we people that are into heavy metal, or we don't care?
No, I believe we're all into the heavy metal. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's something about the wave of our years of metal, which was going a little more aggressive than the big four style. You know, besides like Slayer, you know, bands like that. Like, of course, like Metallica. You know, their early Metallica was really the, for us, especially being from San Francisco, was an early start of a new sound. You know, and of course over the years it's changed for Metallica. Where I think Megadeth even so a little bit as well. But I think bands like Slayer, they've kept it true, and bands like Testament, Exodus, we've all kept it true, you know, to the sound of thrash and kept it that style.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I believe there is the next interview coming for you. So I will translate what we just been into now. Stay cool. Have a nice start of the tour, and I'll see you in Sofia.
Sounds great.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye. Да, приключихме разговора, защото всъщност... Чък имаше още едно интервю, което му предстоеше. Знаем това, защото те все пак са група на Nuclear Blast, представлявана от Wizard, и нещата ги изглобяваме ние тук, част от тях в описа на Тангра Мегарок. Говорихме адски дълго за това, всъщност говорейки за Big Four, които той спомена, именно Anthrax, Slayer, Megadeth и Metallica. Знаем, че има и европейски отговор на това, може би да е трио, да кажем, Sodom, Destruction, Tankard, а има и други германски групи. Да не задълбаваме в тази тема, попитах го те дали разглеждат нещата по този начин или всъщност се чувстват като едно голямо семейство. Чък Бири каза, че да, факт е, че големите четири на Траша по порядни причини са продавали ужасно много милиони вече. Докато Exodus и Testament се почнали по-късно, аз малко по-късно в разговора ни го репликирах, казах му, че RSA, първият ви албум, излезе през 1987, не чак през 90-те, когато той каза, че тогава те са се, Testament и Exodus, например, са се борили с вълната на Nirvana и цялото това грънч поколение. При всички случаи обаче най-якото е да не задълбаваме в всичко това отново. предполагам, че голяма част от вас са разбрали какво си говорихме с Чекбири. Най-важното е, че на 11 август София ще се видим. Тестамент. Жестоки. Може би най-любимата ми траш банда. Slayer не ги възприемам точно за траш.